From CNN, I'm Fez Jamil with the five things you need to know for Thursday, May 2nd. Police have begun detaining protesters on UCLA's campus this morning as they tear down barricades of a pro-Palestinian encampment. Some protesters on the campus are staying in place defiantly as police warn them they may be arrested and get hurt if they stay. CNN's Camila Bernal is on the campus.
You're seeing a lot of those tents coming down. You're seeing things being thrown in the air. There is consistent flashbangs going off. And again, more and more people being taken out in zip ties. And you're seeing officers bringing in extra zip ties, bringing in extra flashbangs. It is a chaotic and very tense scene right now, but you are still seeing some of those Palestinian flags being waved in the air.
Pro-Palestinian protests have broken out at campuses across the U.S., with most calling for colleges to divest from companies connected to Israel and the war in Gaza. Donald Trump's hush money trial continues in New York today. Court is resuming this morning with a new hearing on four more alleged gag order violations by the former president. CNN's Bryn Gingras is outside court in Manhattan. I asked her what to expect from today's session.
Hey, Fez, the former president's defense team is going to once again have to argue that Trump did not violate a gag order when court begins. Prosecutors are citing four examples when Trump spoke to the media and talked about witnesses and the jury, they say, going against that order. Now, the hearing comes 2 days after the judge fined Trump $9,000 for violating the order, and he threatened jail time if it continued. After the hearing, jurors will continue hearing from the lawyer who negotiated the hush money payments for Stormy Daniels.
The death toll has gone up today after a highway collapse in China. State media there say 48 people are now dead after cars were sent plummeting down a hill in the country's Guangdong province early Wednesday morning. Also saying that 184 square meters, or nearly 2,000 square feet of highway, disintegrated, with rescue teams having recovered 23 cars so far. State media also cites local authorities saying the area has seen widespread flooding from recent heavy rains that have forced more than 110,000 people to relocate. At least 25,000 people in the U.S. are starting Wegovy every week. Drug maker Novo Nordisk says it's been increasing supply of its sought-after weight loss drug in response, which is about five times the number of people that started taking the drug in December. This information came out during the company's quarterly earnings update today. For the past year, the company, which also makes a similar drug Ozempic, has been limiting how much of the lowest doses of Wegovy are made available, so it can avoid having too many new patients start the medicine amid a shortage. A four-week supply of Wegovy in the U.S. costs $1,349. Coming up, why one man eating 700 cheese balls in half an hour drew a crowd.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
A 22-year-old in New York says he went home a hero after eating 700 cheese balls in just under 30 minutes in front of an amazed crowd on Saturday.
Cheese ball man! Cheese ball man! Balls! Balls!
It's not the sort of thing you see, well, ever. And the self-called cheese ball man spoke with CNN's Jeannie Mose on why he did it.
Why cheese balls?
I had one and I was like, this food is quite fantastic. I had to do it. You know, so many people were counting on me. So despite hurling up in my mouth a little bit, I kept it down and I made the people proud, I think.
And as he was downing the cheese balls in New York's Union Square Park, the crowd started asking questions about his future ambitions.
Will you run for president?
The man says he's too young to run for president, but his campaign to celebrate the snack left a lasting impression. That's all for now. Our next episode drops at noon Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.